have no idea what the
fuck. Welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck, and I've gone back to my shitty demo recorder because it's way more convenient to record episodes this way. So what I want to talk about today is, what can I give you? Something I'm learning really crazy, really awesome right now, is pretty much the way to transform your life is, you could be starting from a space of depression, you could be starting from a space of anxiety, you could be starting from a space of any negative, you could be from any negative space, and you could literally transform your space instantly by learning how to get out of yourself. So one of the things that one of the challenges that I deal with in my life as a highly sensitive person or an empath, which I think I'm going to get way deeper into this topic of being an empath or a highly sensitive person. It is said that highly sensitive people make up about 20% of the population. I'm not sure if that's of the United States or of the world, but it is also said that at least, well, around 10 years ago, it was said about 50 million people, as an estimate, are highly sensitive people. So I'll go through all the traits of highly sensitive people and empaths, possibly in another podcast. But this one is about, what can I give you? One of the things one of the challenges that I have in life is, when you get overwhelmed by life, and you have an agenda, you have a lot, there's a lot of misunderstandings because you don't understand yourself, and then other people don't understand your intent, or even if you're able to express what's going on with you, they still perceive you or color you in terms of, societal conditioning, and familial and societal conditioning. And so one of my challenges is, sometimes feeling a little like an island, lost, feeling like no one really understands my, of course no one's going to really truly understand your subjective experience, but other people understand their subjective experience and they may have something in common with yours. But just to keep it, make it, really short and sweet, you feel like people don't understand you. And at some point, it's like I'm in a position right now where I'm in a, I say this in a few episodes, in a really important transition period right now, where it's very important to understand, on what basis I'm making a decision. It's Mercury retrograde in Pisces, so there's a lot of, there's a huge margin of error that can be made if you understand astrology. So Mercury retrograde is not the time to make major decisions in life. It's the time to, clean up the past, or, finish up some things, or review some things, and or gather some tools. And when Mercury goes direct, so you're ready to, it's almost like Mercury retrograde is not the time to go into battle. Mercury retrograde is the time to plan, rest, eat, and build up your new strategy. That's what Mercury retrograde is. But I'm also learning a lot about compassion. One of the things as an HSP is also, when you're able to feel your environment so strongly, sometimes that can overwhelm you. It can overwhelm your senses, and it's hard to see beyond imperfections in life. And so for some reason, the universe right now, Mercury retrograde in Pisces and the moon in the full moon in Pisces, has given me a window into okay, I see that this is maybe not what I believe is ideal, but I'm just gonna not ignore it, but not give it as much of a level of critical mass attention. I'm gonna focus on it's not even focusing on what I would like to cultivate. It's just more focusing on, I'm just going to be kind to this person. What can I give to this person? And therein comes my point. Whatever issues or problems that you might be having in life, like with another person, the way to transform that is, and there are different levels of this and different ways to approach this, but basically the fundamental idea is, you think about, what can I give this person? If someone is pissing you off and getting on your nerves, you think, what can I give this person? not for any reason other than to bring yourself, it's bigger than just bringing yourself peace. It's a bigger idea than that, because Pisces is about, you know, infinity, but it deals with the concept of infinity or eternity and everything being everything, no matter what you do or where you go. But generally with the understanding that the way you treat others is the way you're treating yourself in that moment. So if someone is grumpy and they're getting on your nerves and they're doing whatever, it's like you're doing that to yourself. You're like whatever you perceive someone else to be doing to you, because there really is no such thing as another person. Pisces also knows this. There's no such thing as another person. That's another body, another physical body. And I'm getting meta for maybe some of you. It's another physical body, but it's not another person. It's meaning like it's not, you know, it's the truth of it is that you both are the same essence of being. In, for lack of better terms, pretending to be more than one person, pretending to be more than one being. But the truth is there's only one being in the universe. There's only one. So when this person is coming into your experience and they're getting on your nerves and overwhelming you or whatever, you have to think, if you think, what can I give this person? And you immediately understand, okay, boom, 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 boom. They say you can catch more flies with honey, right? And I used to hate, I always be told, play the game. Because the social game is all about getting people to like you and do this for, you know, personal validation and then also for, you know, social status. And that's why I always hated when people would tell me, you got to play the game. You know, it's for survival as well. But I'm beginning to understand, it sounds like a digression, but it's not. It's actually in the same vein of what I was just talking about. Playing the game, number one, you're already playing a game. If you're experiencing yourself to be a human being and having a human condition and having a human life, you are already playing a game. You are eternity playing the role of a human being right now and experiencing or observing a human experience right now. Now, that may be a little over some people's heads, but just trust me on this. If it's not over your head, it's not over your head. And that's not to be condescending at all. It's just, it is a pretty heavy idea. But you are pretending to be a limited being, but you are actually eternity. Because everything exists. Everything is. And because everything is, that means everything is basically, like, just for lack of better terms, everything is the same thing, because everything is. Well, what is it made up of? It's like, no. All the substances that things are made up of come from being. So being is not a substance. Being is not a thing that things are made up of. Everything that you say, well, what are the building blocks of this? Or what does this come from? Or what's the origin of this? No, everything is. That's what it is. And that means that everything, because everything is the same thing. Because isness is essence, and essence is in every being, object, whatever. So everything is one. So with that understanding, you come to the idea of, okay, what can I give this person? What can I give this person? Can I give them a smile? Can I give them, you know, in my heart, can I just, you know, send love to them? Can I just give them understanding? Because we all go through it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once you understand that when somebody's being an asshole to you, they're being an asshole to themselves. When someone's being an asshole to you, it's like, it's a part of you that you are dealing with at the moment. It may not be a deep psychological issue, but it's just like in Inception. In Inception, when they would enter people's minds, all the people that would be in that person's mind were projections of their own subconscious. And in my viewpoint, every human being that you encounter in your experience is a projection of your own subconscious. It may not be a one-to-one with your personal realm of subconscious psychology, meaning like things that are part of you, you may not consciously recognize it. But every single person is a part of you. Every single person is you. When they come to you with the energy, and you're not trying to make them feel better, your whole thing is just to give. when they say give with no expectation, it doesn't just mean you expect something back. It means most people give, you know, to get something back. And some people give because, oh, I just wanted to cheer you up. You're looking for a return on what you're giving. If you give a person joy and you're expecting them to smile back, that's not pure giving. It's like it's a subtler form of giving, but it's still an expectation of return. It's still an expectation of ROI. So when a person is like, okay, what can I give this person? You know what I'm saying? Now you're giving that person something to receive something, but not from the form of the person that's in front of you. It's to elevate the quality of the experience that you're observing. You understand? When you give to another person, like, for example, I went into a homeless shelter this morning, right? And I looked at the person, and the person looked at me, like, with these really strong, mean, cold, like, cynical eyes. And the typical me would get defensive, and even though I don't really cause a huge ruckus, I don't yell at people, I would still be putting out this energy of, like, trying to protect myself, and I'd be angry because they're angry. Why are you being such an asshole? But instead, I had the strength to say, okay, you know what, man? Let me just improve the quality of my experience. I'm not trying to get this person to be nicer to me. I'm just trying to improve the quality of my experience. Because why do people say giving feels good? Because giving in and of itself is the ROI. Without expecting the other person to smile. Like if you give without needing a person to tell you thank you or smile at you or it made their day or whatever, if you give just to give and you know that it's right and you know that it's a principle of the universe and you know that it's increasing and improving the quality of the experience, then you just give. That's all there is to it. So when you get in, when you're in the mindset of what can I give to this person, you immediately relieve yourself of any negative burdens that are in your personal psychological subconscious space. You immediately do that. When you genuinely and purely give, that is what happens. This is also something that all the gurus say. It's like if you are feeling like you're not abundant or you're not prosperous, give to someone. Give them something. Go out of your way to, like, if you want to hoard that food or hoard some of that cash or you want to be angry and hoard a smile from someone or hoard a compliment, you give that compliment. You give that smile. You give that dollar. You give some food. You give of your time and energy. However, this is the caveat. You want to make sure that you give to yourself first. And you give to yourself first by understanding who you are and having a discipline where you are constantly filling your cup up every day without needing anyone else to be there. You have to do that. So, when you think, what can I give this person? Because for me, I'll just be honest with you. I used to say, well, these people are like this and they're not going to accept this and they're not going to accept that. I found great power in not giving a fuck about what other people think, say, or do. Not in a malicious way, but in a way where it's like, I understand, I'm learning the principles of the universe, and all I want to do is just be positive. I want my personal experience to be elevating for me. And all I want to do is share that positivity with other people. If that person smiles, they smile. If they don't smile, they don't smile. I have to be independent in my ability to be positive. I can't depend on other people to be positive. Otherwise, you are being trapped by the reflection that is life, basically, what we call life, because you're looking out through your eyes at life, at this 360 panoramic video game, and in looking to it for validation when it's basically being projected from within you. It's like you're not, it doesn't originate out there and it's being beamed into your eyes. It's being projected out by your subconscious and then it's being reflected back through your physical eyes. And so you think that you're looking out at the world. This is quantum mechanics, bro. This is quantum mechanics, people. This is science. This is Heisenberg principle. And so basically this is like, because as an HSP, you're like, you're constantly being bombarded with other people's energy all the time. And it's like, you have to put up shields, you got to meditate, you got to do yoga, you got to do intense physical regimen just to keep yourself, you know, in a mind space that is like, okay, this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me, this is me. You have to go to extreme measures to protect yourself and to be in the right space. I'm hoping you guys aren't hearing any yelling in the background, but you have to protect yourself and go maybe not extreme measures, but you have to take some measures beyond what a quote unquote non-sensitive person does. You have to take extra measures. And so when you take those extra measures, man, I lost my train of thought because there's somebody yelling in the background, and it's like, dude. Anyway, so that is basically how it works. Like, if you're depressed, give to somebody. If you're angry, give to somebody. If you're sad, give to somebody. If you have anxiety, give to somebody. Sometimes you have to give to yourself first. You have to give yourself time. But don't be selfish with your energy. Give to others, because it will uplift your own quality of life. You know, also, you want to be aware of your energy levels. Empaths specifically, be aware of your energy levels. And, you know, again, make sure you're filling up your own cup. Make sure you're good. Make sure you don't have energy from the outside stuck on your aura or whatever, or stuck in your aura or whatever. And then think about, what can I give others? How can, like, when I'm interacting with anyone, what can I give others? And then what you'll find is, if you're in a really peak space, you won't absorb energy from that person. You won't absorb energy. If you're like, what can I give this person? And you're in a really good space, and you're just, all you care about is just being light and just expressing that light. It's not about making the other person feel better. That's a bonus. It's just about the give. It's very challenging to describe, but it's like giving just for giving's sake. You know what I'm saying? It's like, interesting, forgiving. Interesting, right? That forgiveness is a manner of giving. But giving for giving's sake, and you're in a really, like, you're in a very, like, strong, like, immovable space, and you're giving for giving's sake, you do not absorb energy from other people. What you do is you end up uplifting their energy to a space where now now it's an energy exchange. Now it's a dance. You don't have to worry about somebody clinging on to you either, because you're in this space where it's just like, you're just attracting people who just want a boost for the day. You're not attracting people who are going to get attached to you or cling on to you or anything like that. And if they do, you automatically you know how to set the boundaries energetically, psychologically, in your mind. It's like, I just want to share this good time. You know, I don't need to, you're not attached to, you're not trying to become, you know, conjoined twins or anything like that. You're just trying to give for giving's sake and share the love and positivity that you're experiencing in your heart. And so with that said, this has been the latest episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. Now, I need you guys, if you're seeing this on YouTube, I need you guys to subscribe and hit that bell. Because every week I come out with a new episode. And as you can tell, these episodes are super duper fresh. And if you'd like to get access to all the videos, because each video that I release is only available for 1 week, and then it goes dark. So if you'd like to have access to earlier episodes, you know, it's like, you can join my Patreon for $1 a month. It's just $1 a month. If you're a member for a year, you're only paying $12. And I'll be adding more exclusive content to my Patreon. But if you really dig this shit, then, you know, it's like, I think it's worth $1 a month, man. I'm laying down some really dope shit. I think so. And I think that it's uplifting, and I think that you guys really enjoy it. If you do, you agree with me, you know, subscribe to the Patreon. You get access to the past videos. you get access to, you know, you'll get access to exclusive content. I'm going to be creating more and more content that really let you peek into my life and, you know, how I've developed my mentalities and how I create my content and all that. You know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit the bell for the notifications, comment below what you think about this particular episode. And if you really dig it and you want to get the episodes ahead of time, you know, subscribe to my Patreon, only $1, man. It's really dope. And the content's just going to keep getting better and better and better and better and better. So with that said, you guys, I love you. And always think about, what can I give this other person?